Swedish filmmaker Eva Nielsen's film La Hut de Mama Tuba traces her journey as a European woman through four West African countries.
I got the idea of making the film at last Vespaco 2005. I wanted to come back and have my own film here. I want to make the audience understand why people like me come back to this part of the world.
Nielsen says no matter how close she became to the people in her film, she was still the outsider, or Tubab, a word for foreigners in West and Central Africa. French film critic Jean Roy says as more international filmmakers become interested in Africa, the reaction from African filmmakers has been mixed.
Sometimes African filmmakers think they should do these kinds of subjects themselves, but they don't have the money, but they don't really appreciate that some of our people get involved in their stories, even if it brings money in the country.
However, Hua says there is a need for more films about Africa, no matter who makes them. Among the 32 films by non-Africans chosen for special viewing, French filmmakers lead the group with 10 films. Hua says France offers financial help to its filmmakers who make films about Africa.
From a cultural point of view, it's not that they think that the film will recover the coup. It's that they think that France should have this kind of policy of protecting and helping culture in Africa because we have a common past, we have colonized this country.
Arjuma Soma is the chairman of the Vespaco Selection Committee who helped select this year's non-African produced films.
Les films du monde, c'est, la sélection, c'est à deux niveaux. Il y a les films qui sont...
Soma says an international film is chosen either because committee members discover it or because another film festival recommends it. Filmmakers can also submit their films directly to the committee. After each festival, Soma says the committee searches for new films still in production. Some of these films are chosen even before completion to be included in the next Vespaco Festival, held every 2 years.
Il y a eu la section des films long métrage en compétition, réservée donc aux auteurs africains.
The selection committee chair says only African filmmakers can compete in the 6 competition categories with cash prizes. However, Soma says this does not discourage non-African filmmakers from trying to enter their films into the festival.
Il n'y a pas que la compétition et les prix qui comptent. Les autres pays hors du continent africain.
Soma says what is most important about Vespaco is not its cash prizes, the biggest of which is $20,000, small by festival standards. He says Vespaco is a center of communication in the film world, and other countries want to be a part of that dialogue to promote their films. Some non-African produced feature films showed a barge's trip down the Congo River, an Afro-Uruguayan street child, teenagers seeking asylum in England, African religions in Brazil, and corruption in Sierra Leone's diamond mining sector. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.